Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What you're going to see here now is going to change. We want to be as least intrusive to the community that we have been by the actions of this I'm just going to call him an evil, vile human being. But approximately 5 p.m., we're going to strive to reopen Jefferson Avenue. All the bike racks that are throughout here, the crime scene tape, will all come down. The scene is going to condense to the hard property limit of Tops itself. There will be some fencing coming. Tops will be putting some fencing up. They are going to have work crews that are going to come in, as they just said, come in and do the work on the store. We need to make sure that the parking lot is open and secure for them to work in there. We are not going to leave the neighborhood. We are still going to have police officers here assisting with Tops and just being around the neighborhood. We're not going to pick up. We're not going to leave. We're going to leave officers here on various sides of the location here for an added comfort. And again, for these officers, it's a part of the process of grieving for them as well. The amount of support from all of the agencies that arrived here instantaneously from the time that this occurred and have not left. This has all been to do the work on behalf of those that passed and those that fortunately survived their injuries. And we are going to continue working to get justice for them. Just because the footprint here is going to get smaller and this is going to reopen, by no means has the work concluded. There are, as I said several times before, a significant amount of investigators, agents, lab techs, district attorneys, U.S. attorneys, and I can go on and on, who are working this case and will be working this case for quite some time. But we want to be less intrusive to the community and try to get this thoroughfare back open for the community. So it probably will be in about an hour and a half or so that we'll try to get this open back up again.
Any questions?
Yes, sir. Steve Pelagia, can you talk about the evidence collected, how it speaks to the conduct tactics, what you didn't know before about how he conducted this attack?
I can't get into the details of the evidence at this time, since the investigation's ongoing. That'll come out in due course. I do want to say, though, that we are working 24/7 round the clock on this investigation. So the cases are moving forward. The parallel cases are moving forward at a rapid clip. And we're trying to do the analysis and everything that needs to be done, collecting the interviews, creating the timelines, and really telling the story of this gunman. You know, a lot of what goes into these investigations is not just stuff you're going to hear in the court proceedings sometime in the future. A lot of it is understanding the perpetrator of these crimes, understanding their history, understanding their mindset, and really telling that full story. And that takes an enormous amount of work, and we are working very diligently to do that.
In general terms about what the evidence has told you that you didn't know earlier in the week?
I cannot speak to the evidence any more than that. Sorry.
How high of a concern can be any sort of copycat activity in this neighborhood? What can you say to people who live here who might be afraid of
So we're going to remain present here. But as I said, aside from our presence here, we have investigators that are looking into that. We have intelligence detectives from all these agencies that are doing their best to try to root this out. And I'll say this message to anybody out there that may have somebody that's communicating with them on social media, whether it be a friend, a family member, you need to out these people. If somebody is talking in a certain way or putting certain things out there, you've got to let the law enforcement community know. Let us do our jobs and report that. If you want to report it anonymously, we extend a significant amount of resources to follow up on any and every threat that we can. And for us to do our jobs better, we need the partnership with the community. So expose those that are putting out those types of extreme views and let us root them out.
Olivia?
I'll comment on that real briefly. At the FBI office, we're working again with all of our state, federal, and local partners. We have a separate command post set up dedicated specifically to deal with these threats that are coming in. We are taking every one of them seriously. We know what's going around and the texts that are being sent to people and children in this community. We are going to get to the bottom, if we can, of who is doing that, and they will be held accountable.
Olivia.
I think I spoke to that a little bit earlier. You know, there are interviews to be done. There are information and data to be gathered from social media and other internet companies. There are analyses that need to be done on the evidence that was collected. That's all part of the investigation, right? An important part of these sort of incidents is to tell the whole story that may not be heard in a courtroom at a later date, to understand to the extent that you can what the motives are of this gunman, how he became radicalized, what he was reading, where he was reading it, who he was inspired by, what could have gone wrong in an 18-year-old kid's life to make him want to do what he did.
Sir.
And that part of the story is telling that story. It takes a lot of time, a lot of resources, and we're dedicated to doing that, and we are doing that.
So I'm curious if you could explain in any practical way what the extent of the damage is inside as you've seen it. Is there structural damage? Is there, again, in terms of people trying to understand when the store might be open, how viable it is, and I don't know if anyone ever said how many rounds were fired.
We're not ready at this point to release how many rounds, but obviously the gunman used a high-powered rifle, shot many, many rounds. Those rounds killed 10 people and wounded 3 people, and they're very powerful. They can penetrate walls. They can penetrate shelving units. They can penetrate groceries that are on the store shelves. So all of that has to be addressed by the TOPS company before they can reopen. They ricochet off of who knows what, and all of that has to be repaired before you can reopen a store.
Final question.
I don't want to comment beyond that.
Right, final question, Tara.
Is the death penalty being considered at the federal level? And these ladies behind me, I share the same question. Why are we not addressing the white supremacy terrorism aspect of this?
So I can't speak to, that's a question for Attorney Ross in the U.S. Attorney's Office on whether the death penalty is being considered. Obviously, all federal charges that are available and possible to charge are being looked at by the prosecutors in this case, and I think you'll know more when those charges are filed. And
you want to say something, Sheriff Garcia?
Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to say that as the conclusion today of the evidence gathering here at this homicide scene, at this mass shooting, at this racially motivated mass shooting, now we move forward. I just want to make everyone aware that the Erie County Sheriff's Office is committing all its resources, not only to continuing the investigation, but to helping the families with the upcoming funerals. There's 10 funerals coming up, so we will be doing the police escorts and so forth. This sheriff's office, along with our partners here, we have a lot of work to do, and I will not rest until this individual spends the rest of his life in jail, or if the death penalty does get reinstated by the president on the federal level, that's the only way justice is going to occur. I want to announce that today the Erie County Sheriff's Office is creating a behavioral threat assessment team. It's going to be comprised of Erie County deputies, mental health professionals, education professionals. Falling through the cracks is not going to be an excuse that we're going to use in the future. We always say we need to get better. So the training is starting this week for our deputies, moving forward, and we'll have it in place. We'll work with any law enforcement partners that want to be a part of it. And again, we need justice for the victims. We have to remember the victims. And I can't believe how the community has come out and really supported everyone. God bless you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.